This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners, welcome back to IRB English Radio. This is the program for a better life. I am Bita, and once here again, I have the opportunity to be next to you, talk to you, and actually give you some of the things that I've learned up to here. So, as you're aware, in the last episodes, we were talking about the gratefulness and ungratefulness of human beings towards the blessings from Allah Almighty. And in this episode, specifically, we're going to talk more about the people who are grateful for blessings and actually the benefits that this gratefulness has for these people, both in the life that they're living here and the afterlife or the resurrection day. The people who know Allah, the world, man, and the day of resurrection, after pondering in the creation and by seeing the facts in the world of reality, hearing the truth from the tongues of creatures and existing things, trying to purify the inner self and the soul, acquiring actually divine morals, following the way of worship and servitude to Allah, doing good and being kind to people, are really grateful for the blessings and gifts of Allah. So these people actually exploit all the apparent and hidden blessings in the right way and gain the happiness of this life and the afterlife. So do all those who follow their way. The leaders of the caravan of the human beings in this divine way are the prophets and the infallible imams. Therefore, peace be upon them. Therefore, we find the believers every day after offering the daily prayers, asking Allah to keep them on the right path in which those great people have walked. Which I'm gonna recite the verse of Holy Quran. Keep us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, not the path of those upon whom Allah Almighty wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. So the prophets, peace be upon them, and the infallible imams have used all the moral and material blessings in the right way, and hence they become so close to Allah and have positions in the afterlife higher than the minds of human beings can perceive. Allah talks in the Holy Quran about the reward of those who obey Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him and his family, in all the affairs of this life, and that they will be standing in the afterlife beside those whom Allah has bestowed favors on. And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, these are with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favors from among the prophets, and the truthful and the martyrs and the goodly company are they. So, as you know, up to here we talked about the concept of gratefulness. What does that mean to be grateful for blessings? And the concept of ungratefulness and the infiniteness of these blessings that Allah Almighty gave us, and talking about counting the number of blessings. And up to here, that in this part of the episode, actually, we talked about those grateful for blessings, and we're going to go for a short break, then we're going to come back, talk more about the badness of wasting blessings.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
'Cause your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is For a Better Life. Talking about the badness of wasting blessings, there are so many narrations, so many verses, and even so many poems, so many works in literature that we can see talking about badness of wasting blessings. As you know, a waster, according to the Holy Quran, is anyone whose his wealth, position, loss, wishes, and the rest of the blessings Allah has given to him in the satanic way and in the deviant path, which is neither reasonable nor permissible. When talking about the work and the fruits of sowing and how to spend wealth, Allah says, and pay the due of it on the day of its reaping, and waste not by excess, for Allah loves not the wasters. This means giving from agricultural production what Allah has determined is due to the poor, giving to the needy, the officials appointed over the zakat, and those whose hearts are made to incline to Islam, buying slaves and setting them free, paying the debts of needy debtors, and giving to the wayfarers what is to be spent in the way of Allah. We should not be stingy with these actually monies, nor should we waste them. The Holy Quran actually talks about those who house their wealth, positions, and powers in the way of injustice, oppression, and aggression to frighten and threaten people and to achieve their low aims. Allah says, and most surely, Pharaoh or Pharaoh was lofty in the land, and most surely he was of the extravagant. The Holy Quran also talks about the people who are not chaste, who do not refrain from prohibited lusts, who do not know save material and bodily pleasures, and who do not refrain from any aggression and vice to satisfy their lusts. The Holy Quran says, most surely you come to males in lust instead of females. Nay, you are extravagant people. The Holy Quran shows the humility and good end of the believers who submit to the prophets and their miracles. And on the other hand, it shows the state of people who become haughty, proud, and resist, and before the clear proofs and true evidence, and who prevent people from the straight path of Allah. Allah says, then we fulfilled the promise unto them. So we delivered them into whom we would, and we destroyed the prodigals. So up to here, we learned about the people who waste blessings. And there is this interesting fact that we have to put into consideration, which is blessings and wasting blessings is not only about money or wealth, but also is about the talents that you have. Hello. Of a child, a genius, or she or he has a specific talent. If that person actually, for example, play games or indulge or actually and get involved with drugs and cigarettes and smoke and so on, then this person is wasting his or her blessings, which has no difference between wasting money and wealth. So we have to keep that important hand in mind too, that not everything is about money, not everything is about materialistic blessings. We also are talking about the blessings that we have in our hands, like our intelligence, like our family, like our health, our immunity, okay? And so many other things that we have to keep into account. So, dear listeners, I think it was all the time I had for today's episode. I hope it was useful for you. Thank you for listening to us. And don't forget, all of these episodes of the program For a Better Life are for you as triggers to think more, to seek more, and to live in a better way. You can listen to more episodes by checking our website, parstoday.ir, page Call of Islam, and Program for a Better Life. Thank you for listening to me. It was all for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
every grain of sand in every desert land,
he knows.
Every shade of palm,
every closed hand,
he knows.
Every sparkling tear
on every eyelash,
he knows.
Every thought I have
and every word I share,